Good morning, everyone. We'd like to welcome you to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Our pastor, Wayne Reynolds, is speaking this month about the total depravity of man. Last week, Pastor Reynolds talked about how God created the world and man, and they were perfect. In the beginning, man was without sin, but after the fall of man into sin, every man is now born totally depraved. In other words, every man is born into this world with sin in their very nature. Every human being has a need to be saved or redeemed from their sin. So let's turn this back over to Pastor Reynolds for the second message on total depravity. The text that we started with last week was Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, and this week we'll be picking up in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14.
How did sin come into the world? Why do people die? This is the great question. Remember what we preached last Sunday morning. This morning, we'll continue in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14, where the Bible states, "And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression." The word transgression means a going over. It means a disregarding. It means a violating, a passing beyond the assigned limit. This is what Adam did when he sinned in the Garden of Eden. This is why that men and women and boys and girls today are facing death. This is why that all the sickness and all the sorrow and everything that's ever bad comes to us today. It is because of Adam's sin. But the only thing is that we were also in Adam. We also sinned, that we disobeyed God, absolutely so. Eve was deceived when she ate of the forbidden fruit. But Adam knowingly and willingly disobeyed God's law. I understand how that the woman caused Adam to fall. Actually, I think that Adam loved his wife more than he loved God. That's really what it amounts to. Having a love of the things of this world is greater than the things of God. This is Adam's fault, and this is our fault today. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3 states, "As the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted." This sin debt still lives on today. The word subtlety, found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, means a craftiness. It means a false wisdom. This word, this is found only one time in the entire Bible. And this verse speaks of being tricked into believing serving God is much more complicated than it really is. You see, the woman who was named Eve after God promised a Savior was deceived by the serpent, but Adam was not deceived. She actually believed what she was doing would be good and not bad. But Adam, on the other hand, he knew exactly what he was doing. When Adam sinned, he brought sin upon himself. He brought sin upon all of this world. This is why that we have all this misery today upon us. But we don't always want to blame Adam, for we were as guilty as Adam. Why? Because we were in the loins of Adam at the time. Because we were going to be born. Because we come into the world. Because we are sinners, just like Adam sinned. Notice that Adam and Eve, they had true happiness in the beginning. But they lost this true happiness when sin came into the world. In the book of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 7, when Adam and his wife realized they had sinned in disobedience, immediately they knew that they were naked. The Bible says that they sewed fig leaves together to hide their nakedness from themselves. but we understand that Adam and his wife could not hide their nakedness from God, even though they sewed fig leaves together to hide their nakedness from each other. They could not hide their nakedness from God. The Bible says that these sinners, Adam and his wife, they hid themselves from God, like all men today try to hide their sins from God. Men today want to say, I'm a pretty good person. I do this, I do that. You know, that's not what God is looking at. God is saying to us that we are sinners, that we need a Savior. We need Jesus Christ. We need a Redeemer to wash away our sins. Simply, we cannot do it. We can try to do it, but it's not enough. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 5, and verse 12, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You see, what we're preaching to you this morning is the doctrine of total depravity, and Adam was the first to sin, but Adam is certainly not the last. Because we have been born, because we have come into the world almost 6,000 years since Adam, but we're still sinners in God's sight. Adam was the first sinner. There's no doubt about that. But there are many sinners that follow after Adam. You know, people don't die because they're mean. People die because they have the seed of sin in them. That good people come to the place of death. That bad people die. Everybody comes to the place of death. There's nobody that's ever lived very long upon this earth. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 through 10, this verse confirms that the seed of sin is in the fathers. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he received them, of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. As I may say so, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. This passage is talking about Abraham, who gave tithes unto Melchizedek. But the Bible states that not only did Abraham give tithes unto Melchizedek, but also Levi. Levi, who is a descendant of Abraham. Because the things that Abraham did are given as if Levi did those same exact things. This is the way that sin is. You see, I and you were also in the loins of Adam. When he disobeyed God, I was there. I am a sinner doomed to an eternal hell because I had rebelled, just like Adam, against the command of God, just as Adam had sinned. The seed of sin was passed along to me from my dad, who received it from his dad, who received it from his dad, and you can take that all the way back to the man called Adam. This is why the Bible says that all have sinned, because all men have a dad, except Jesus Christ. He does not have an earthly father. This is why the virgin birth of Jesus Christ is so radically important today. Jesus Christ is God. Therefore, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God except Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who is the sin bearer. Jesus Christ is the one who has died on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ is the one that is raised again from the dead. And Jesus Christ is the one that died on the cross of Calvary, taking our sins with him. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 19, The Bible says, "For by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." Here is the way of salvation. It is a spiritual life, a life unattainable by humans, but it's a life that's freely given to us by God Himself. This is why the Bible states in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 29, "Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." If you remember, that was our text. You see, it's because all men are descendants of Adam. And Jesus, of course, is excluded because he is not a descendant of Adam, but rather he comes from God. All men are sinners. Adam's nature became depraved, that is, thoroughly crooked. Therefore, we receive the same kind of nature he had after he had sinned. Since like begets like, Adam could only produce children exactly like himself and in his own image or likeness, that is, that we are all sinners. In Psalm 51 and verse 5, David here says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." David is not saying that the act of his parents in bearing him was a sin, but David is saying that he received sin from his parents, who received it from their parents, and so forth, and on we go. You know, Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6 states, "All we like sheep have gone astray." This passage reveals our inherited sinful nature. And the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 6 and verse 12, "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth." The consequence of sin has spread to all the earth and what they do. This is why the worldwide flood actually occurred. When the scriptures use the words "his way," it is saying man is so wicked he has changed the ways of God to suit himself, and man's ways are full of wickedness and sinfulness. Think of that today. That's why the Bible states in the book of Romans, chapter 3 and verse 10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." You know, I pray that this will settle in your heart, that there is none that is righteous, no, not one. You may think you are good, but you are not. Jesus Christ is the only one that is good, and he is very good for all of us. We're all sinners. We all need Jesus Christ. If you're lost today, I pray that you might seek the face of the Lord and that you might turn to him and be saved.
After last week's message, I mentioned the best way to learn more about Independence Baptist Church was to come and visit us in person, and we are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And although I'd really like to meet and greet each one of you in person, I also understand that sometimes distance or health may keep people from being able to attend. So the next best way to learn about our church is to visit our website. On the site, you'll be able to read articles and books that go into more detail about our beliefs and the Word of God. And for those of you that are wanting to hear more messages, there is also a section on the website that will allow you to listen to prior broadcasts, some of the Sunday messages, as well as many of the revival services that we've held at our church. If you are able to come and visit with us, we'll be thrilled to see you. And our services will be starting this morning at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, followed by an 11 a.m. worship service. And then we'll have a 4 p.m. prayer meeting, followed by 4:30 worship services. And then during the week, we'll hold our weekly Bible study on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Well, as it always does, our time has quickly disappeared, so we'll have to say goodbye for now. But Lord willing, we'll be back next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the third message on the total depravity of man.